on a legal black color, I raise him a slave in Afshay. So, three things there, Belailam, how the Chidi is on a legal color, the slave in Afshay. So, the Ne'er Belailam means, like Rashi says, only Chash, I believe it's even Havai. And the Chodi Mar says that, you know, it's a Machlok is with either Laila Shina, or Laila the Gersa. Well, the Ne'er Belailam, Achash Hashanah Tana, Maila Tzayisi Betoyah, who could not have been solid got to the Vitoria? She never was that near Balayla. Who peers there? Kihu Hashem is for us, the oil of your field going. So there's a certain state that in the world, the Siddha Shmirosa Gam King, Shavuimit is Shmirosa Yisbara. And there's a certain sense of Shmir in the world to. So it means at night, the Seder Olam is that a person should be sleeping, and therefore that's the right Seder for it. So anything that sort of sticks out, and you know, any time you go away from the Seder Olam, you also lose the inherent Shmira. The other thing, why you need Lefoya for somebody who's going out and so on. The Zay says, Kashaneh Balayla, Kalayla Le Niver Elishinsa. So one of the fanim of state in the world is that the world was created for Shena, that night was created for Shena, and Tom Turz is together like it's Machut Makal, the Leva Layla Gersa. But at any rate, can I be the Erevin Pushal Oisekach on Nafsha Mishum Hashem Yisbarach? Kibyar Hashem Yisbarach Yaf Yidruchi Vinishmasai. He said, Kibyotcha Yidruchi Padisai Sikei Levis. So there's a Shmira on a person when he sleeps, that's when he's giving over himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shmira is that's when Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Shayman. Okay, and there ain't a Shmasai to Kibyar Hashem Yisbarach. Or Belayla Nidrashus Lamazikim Liyashaltim Boyim. So all the inyanim of Mazikin, you find that they're out at night and so on. You find also in the Perek, in Kuf Dalet, it describes the at night is that's when the highest yor and the highest teref they go out. At night is Mad of Mazikim, and therefore a person needs special state of Shmira. And if a person is near Balayla, so he's not part of that Shmira. So obviously, Tom Terez is a Miyukhud opinion that a person, Kilu, is a special Shmira. But actually, the night is a time of Sakana, and therefore a person is not, a person who goes out is not a Chalik of the Shmira HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wanted, I guess, a little bit to go off on Yamid Yema drop. You find interesting there's a turning point almost in the Megillah of Balayla who Noda Shnas HaMelech. A very, very strange, it's called the whole Sipat Dvarim over there is strange. I don't know, it seems almost like a side piece to the whole Megillah. Nothing special came out of it. They paraded Haman around a little bit. They paraded Mordechai around, and they came a little bit. But the Balayla of Nodashat HaMelech is the beginning of an Inyan. And forget Chazal said it's one of the Mekaymas where it's possibly that's the Chilas Hashem Nesses Balayla of Nodashat HaMelech. So the needed chain of the Melech is where you have the beginning of the Mahalach HaNes. There's a lesson in Chazal. There's a medrash. It says, it's one of the small medrashim. It says that Balaylahu nadu shnas kol bali ashena. It says Mordechai was busy with Sakan Tanisa, and Esther was busy with her and Yanim, and Achshas and Sinanim. Everybody's sleep started getting troubled. words, it wasn't just the Mikra de Melech, but it was actually a it was the Shein in the world started wobbling.
Reach Ra is when there's Misa. So
same, just like on a physical level, it's the neshima is what makes the goof into something alive. And when the neshama up is mistalik, then the person is mistalik. The siluk of seichel, the siluk of meichen, is a process that's comparable to it. The way in which a person wakes up is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a kitzva to the Shena. It says ketzam lachoshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a ketz to choshech. The waking up is called vayikatz. It means you can't wake yourself up. Your sleeping comes to an end. If you try waking up a child, it's almost impossible to wake them up before the time they're supposed to wake up. Even after time they're supposed to wake up, it's not that easy. But when they're waking him up before this man, because it's kilo not biyodi, there's a certain lack. There's nobody to talk to. It's the Shein itself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it a ketz, and it finishes at a certain time. So after 8 hours, the person's Shein reaches its ketz, and the person wakes up. But the waking up is always a pa'ula. It's not you wake up. It's really your sleep finished and so on. That's the normal mahala of Shena and the Siluk of Shena. And in a certain sense, that's what the Maharal means over here. Since it's not meant to be a Zman, so say if a person becomes Kuloi Sichlius, like Taira, then Faket, then there's no Makom Shena. In the Meichen itself, there's no Shena. But if a person is not, if a person is just patching around his stomach and he's not sleeping, that's when he's a sakana, because it's not a zman when the seichlis can be shamer on him, and it's a zman when the goof is mud for prat. Klal Yisrael's mitzias. So the normal mahala, of waking up is when Shana comes to an end, and it has to be that way, because if the seichel is not pale, then the seichel is can't be the one that's waking him up. There's another mahala. When we say a person is not a dashnasai, so that means that the person's shena has trouble being mislabish and kovish the guf. When a person is troubled, when a person is very troubled, so the meichen acts so strongly that there's no that he doesn't have the ability to fall asleep. It's machmas the koyach of his machmas the intensity of his thinking process that it doesn't allow for a islapshus of shein on the person. So even if the person ki'ilu is sleeping, but there's always something underneath that's still active. In other words, the shein was never kivish. A person with say umriyak, a person has thoughts about something that are bothering him. He has problems that are pressing on him, and so on. So the person, he might fall asleep a little bit. He'll wake up, and with the same troubled feelings that he fell asleep an hour ago, because it's an igloy milsa that there never was a real siluk of meichin from the person. It was still plodding along, but not so strong. Was enough that the goof could go through the motions of Shena. The haraya, that even before the Shena finished its process, the meichen were at work. The mahalach in the Megillah Sai mitzat klayes or sai mitzat hakadosh baruch hu. Chazal dash in both that Shena is going on a kadosh baruch hu kaviyachol. Shena is going klay Yisrael. The Shena that's going on a kadosh baruch hu kaviyachol is that you see there were no giluyim for Russian from a kadosh baruch hu. Just like, even though a sleeping person, the moichin themselves are not asleep, but there's no transfer of information from the moichin to the mouth, to the conscious person, to the mouth and outwards. And whatever person mumbles during sleep is just the pituim elabalm, it's nothing. The kabiyochul, when there's a pchin of shena, mitzara kadosh baruch hu, means that there is no, there's not going to be any tibur, not going to be any nevuah, and this is the first, this is the place where nevuah stops. This is the beginning of the end of the kufis and nevuah. This is the end of the Sifrei of Tanakh, and it means there's not going to be any real Dvar Hashem coming anymore. That's the and a suffic kufa where then over here there would be one. The Shena mitzad Klal Yisrael was also the fact that Klal Yisrael was the Shena in our mitzvahs and so on. It's described as Shena because Klal Yisrael is because Klal Yisrael is not being run by the Das and so on, by the Neshama, by the Das. In a matziv of Shena like that, there's not going to be a key. There's no room for yikita. In other words, on a person level, a person sleeps, a person gets up, and so on. In Klal Yisrael's mind, his kitrug of yishenim himer mitzvahs means the mela they're mesulik from this world, and the mela they don't have the koyach of Klal Yisrael, and they are not Klal Yisrael. And if Chas Hashem Lamashal, somebody goes to sleep in a Makom Sakana, and he doesn't know it's a Makom Sakana, so, like it happened this week, Rechman al-Flan, the person is an easy target, because the person is not, the Shein is a Sheina, and you can speak up at him, like by David and Shalom Melech. If a person goes to sleep when he knows it's a Makom Sakana, so the minute he hears some sort of little creeping sound, he jumps up. If a person has to get up for something important in the morning, some important meeting or something, every time some noise, whatever it is, he wakes up. He's a person that normally doesn't wake up. The terrorist is because the waking up is coming from inside. The moichin are still active, they're in a low darga, but they're still active, and therefore they can and therefore they can respond to a noise, to a sound, whatever it is. So when a person sleeps, the mushroom, makom sakana, soldier, whatever, it's a very, very not pleasant shena, it's a very tense shena, it's not terribly restful. But midrash gives that a person is capable of waking up. The person is capable of responding because be'etzem it's a scholar there's no shena. Wherever there's nidude shena, it's a raya that there was no shena to start with. It meaning that the moyach was never silent. I saw somebody make some very fascinating. There were three places where, in the three Megillas that are stories, in three of the Megillas, Shena's come at the midpoint of it. You have in Esther, you have in Mishra Shirim, Ani Yeshena V'libi Eir, called Adi Daifik, so on. You have in Rus, that it was Talayla, and he woke up, and Vayechra, the Ish, and so on. The and that Shayna is because the Geula can only come, it's not going to come from the Kates of the Shayna, it's going to come from the Libi Ershebay. Shayna Mitzad Atzma, if it was to go on forever, the person would be nostalgic. It needed Tafka to be in a Gloy Milza that there wasn't a Shayna. That's why, the Marshal, let's take the example in Rus. The waking up middle of the night wasn't usual. I mean, it wasn't the norm that a person should wake up middle of the night. It was because there was enough chiyus left that if it was Margish that there's something wrong or whatever, or then he would wake up. It says, it doesn't say he woke up. It says he all of a sudden he became frightened. It means that there's something there that's still awake, waiting for a sakana or something, and therefore Rashi says he thought it was a shade, and waiting for that. And being ready to wake up is the pshat that he was at the etzem. There was still an akud of chiyus on the meichin that wasn't nostalgic. That even though the guf seemed to be nostalgic, there seems to be no much left. There's something left over. In all the mitzvahs of the galus and Kal Yisrael, in a certain sense, I mean galus. Bavel had a case, and it was very clear that they were there for a specific amount of time and so on. Purus was the first Golus where Klal Yisrael was nivla between the Umis, and there was no real case to it. It wasn't clear that it was a case. The what was this gala? Look at both sides. The mokum sakana of Klal Yisrael is when Shayna, if they fall asleep, the nachas ruach or belev shalom, and they become shakur in something else, completely oblivious to anything. Then that's a b'china of misa chas v'shalom. The makom, the place for scholas neis, is nedida shena. It's the place where Klal Yisrael doesn't. It's a place where even in a makom, even when it seems as if the makom stalik, there's enough left that responds to something. So the same thing, like in the pasuk Ani Yeshena V'Libi Er. So the pasuk is telling you that had it not been the Libi Er, then there wouldn't be a response to the call the Doifek. The fact that they was able to respond to it, even though they didn't respond right, was because there was some enough chiyus of Chazal Darshan. Ani Yeshena Mitzvahs, but Libi is Er for this. Ani Yeshena from the Golas, Libi Er for this. The only way in which it's possible to intrude on that Tkufa is through. I want to, I guess, sort of explain it in the Lamais of Golas Gula. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was Nikva that the Kates of the Golas is usually too long for Klal Yisrael to survive it. If you'd wait for the Kates, Klal Yisrael was a b'china v'achishena, and it was medalag alaham kafak voice, and afakashbar had not been mechashev as a Kates, there'd be no gula. So in all the Golas and Geulas, if the Golas itself has a Zman, except for the this one. But that's the man. If it would have been left to the end, would the Klal Yisrael would be gone. And what saved Klal Yisrael is that there was a b'china v'achishena in some way. The only way in which you can have the b'china v'achishena is if there's still some libi air. If a person has something left, well, whatever the matter is, to be sensitive to something. To something happening, something moving around, that's when it's shayach to do something. So the Balayl Narshas HaMelech is the beginning of the Geula, because if the person would sleep soundly, then Geula wouldn't happen. Because by the time the Ketz comes around, the person is in Memtesh Artuma, and it wouldn't. All the Mahalchei Geula were, it was a Zman Chatzav, and it was a Spiris before. And that's the Nekuda of Nadash Nasa Mela. That it must have been a Libi Air if something is bothering you. Okay, I'll come upon him. Any questions?
So again, in order to be Ma'ira, this Nekuda of Nadash Nasa Mela, Chalderech Avoyde, it's just that we need to be Nisaira to be Mitzapa for Geula. Like, what's the...
A person can't become so comfortable that he's not Nisaira to something. Mm-hmm. It's just like when a person is worried about something, he can't settle in comfortably. There's a famous Maisa de Briskerov, very cute Maisa. De Briskerov told over once that when he was a young boy, there were two Mishugoyim in Brisk that used to walk around telling stories. Like, the story was sort of that they remembered history. Oh, do you remember the Rambam? Yeah, I remember walking to the Beit Medrash. I see this happening here, I see that happening there. That was the Meshugas. So he said, once they were talking, and one said, tell me, Yankel, you remember the Churmis Mikdash when they came to Machim? He says, no, he says, I missed it. I was away on vacation then, or whatever it was. And the Rav made a terrible face. He said, no, Meshugoyim, Meshugoyim, but what does it mean you were away on vacation when Mitzvah was Charev? What does that mean? The certain sense of, someone told me he was, they once convinced Reb Chatzka Levenstein to go on vacation during Ben Asnanim. And they had these, in Eretz Yisrael they had in two or three places, Betach Lama. Betach Lama is a, it's a place where, you know, it's sort of it used to be very popular in Europe, sort of, I guess it's called sanitarium, vacation house. I was there once. It's, you know, it's a place kind of, you go there for a week and they have good food. And you lay around on the lawn over there and, you know, whatever. So the Vadi Shivas ran three of them. And there was one in Ramat Gan, near Bnei Brak. So they finally prevailed on him that he should come and he should go there for a few days. So it was middle of the week, and the iftar's davening and everything else, they drove him up to the place. It was 10:30 in the morning. And he saw a younger light stretched out on recliners on the lawn. He looked at it, he turned pale, and he says, "Vos?" In other words, the laying comfortably without a worry in the world. No, you know, nothing's bothering you. You know, you're sleeping like a baby. What does it mean when there are things happening? When it's breitach, stutzach, there's things happening, there are things going on, there are Tzaras, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the sense of a person still being alert, so to speak, in a panemistic way, even the matzav is settled back. That's I guess the Nekuda I want to stress.
Mm-hmm. Understand.
Okay, Freilich Purim.
Go ahead, Freilich Purim.
Okay, Kol Tovah.